The vapor bubble, as we spend some time talking about in our other modules, is controlled by the fluence setting. The vapor bubble energy has an acoustic effect. As we had talked about at 45 fluence, so these two images are from the same size laser catheter. And you can see at 45 fluence, the vapor bubble is still bigger than the catheter itself. But when you tune up the fluence, when you hit 60, that vapor bubble is visibly larger. This is the primary reason why we want to undersize our catheters when compared to your reference vessel diameter. You want to use the 2/3 rule, or even in the corner, maybe a 1 millimeter rule when you undersize that catheter. Because think about when your ELCA catheter gets into a really tight lesion, really tight space, that vapor bubble, all of that kinetic energy doesn't have anywhere to go because of the space limitation. So all of that energy, the acoustic effect of the vapor bubble, has got to go somewhere. You might ask, where does that go? Unfortunately, one possibility is that the energy will go into the vessel wall, and this is where the risk of dissection and perforation might come in.